This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The United States waged military airstrikes in eastern Syria against facilities belonging to what the Pentagon said were Iranian-backed militia. Thursday's strikes marked the first time President Joe Biden authorized an attack since taking office last month. The Pentagon said the attacks were a retaliation for a rocket attack in Iraq early this month that killed one civilian contractor and wounded a U.S. service member and other coalition troops. The February 15th rocket attacks on U.S. positions in Iraq were carried out as Washington and Tehran are looking for a way to return to the 2015 nuclear deal abandoned by former U.S. President Donald Trump. Advisors to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration will meet later today to discuss the efficacy and safety of the one-shot COVID-19 vaccine from healthcare giant Johnson & Johnson, which is seeking use authorization. The FDA is not required to follow their recommendation, but nearly always does. Two other vaccines are already in widespread use here in the U.S. from drug companies Moderna and Pfizer BioNTech. Johnson & Johnson's clinical trial data does not look quite as impressive on paper as the others available here in the United States. It was about 66% effective against infections that cause from moderate to severe illness. The Moderna and Pfizer BioNTech vaccines both reported about 95% overall efficacy, but experts caution that the studies are not measuring quite the same thing and should not be directly compared. For more news, join us, voanews.com, via remote. This is VOA News. Protests against the military coup resumed Friday across Myanmar, despite growing intimidation from security forces and from pro-junta gangs the day before. On Thursday, tensions escalated on the streets of Yangon between anti-coup protesters and supporters of the military. The violence complicates an already intractable standoff between the military and protest movement that has been staging large rallies daily to demand that Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government be restored to power. She and other politicians were ousted and arrested back on February 1st in a takeover that shocked the international community and reversed years of slow progress toward democracy. Donald Trump supporters who launched a deadly assault on the U.S. Capitol last month have indicated they want to blow up the building and kill members of Congress, according to the acting chief of the Capitol Police. Yogananda Pittman told lawmakers Thursday the threats suggest extremists could target the building during an upcoming address by President Biden as she pushed for continued high security around the Capitol. About 5,000 troops remain on duty there since Trump supporters stormed the Capitol, vandalizing the building, injuring officers. Five people died in that violence on January 6th, including a Capitol police officer. More than 200 people have been charged so far for their roles in the riot, including some with ties to the far-right fringe groups such as the Oath Keepers and Proud Boys. A new Amnesty International report says soldiers from Eritrea systematically killed many hundreds of people in a massacre in late November in the Ethiopian city of Aksum. The report echoes the findings of an Associated Press story last week and cites more than 40 witnesses. The new report on what might be the deadliest massacre in Ethiopia's Tigray conflict describes soldiers gunning down civilians as they fled, lining up men, shooting them in the back, and refusing to allow people to collect and bury the dead. Ethiopia has not commented. Eritrea called the AP story lies. And authorities say a former U.S. Olympic gymnastics coach with ties to disgraced sports doctor Larry Nassar killed himself after being charged with 24 crimes, including forms of human trafficking. And a lawyer for opposition leader Alexei Navalny has said he has been sent to serve his sentence in a prison outside of Moscow. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, VOAnews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.
hello. Welcome to Country Hits VOA. My name is Nikki Strong, and this hour, the one and only Taylor Swift will talk about her latest song and her decision to re-record her album, Fearless. We'll also hear brand new music from Lauren Elena and find out who is in the number one spot on the Billboard Hot Country Songs chart this week. Here's Travis Tritt, Ghost Town Nation, Country Hits.
Well, I tell you one thing we all got in common. We ain't gotta worry when the sky starts falling. Don't need to panic when the Lord comes calling, 'cause it's all just part of the show. When the headlines preaching impending doom, civilized people start howling at the moon. They sound the alarms and there's no good news. I tell you where we'll all go. Gonna load on up, take it out to the woods where the fish are still biting. Everybody's gonna be fine. Gonna load on up, take it out to the woods where the fish are still biting and eating still good. Garden's still cranking out corn and beans, and the moonshine runs 'cause the creek water's clean. Keep the fire burning, just a return. Pass the jug around and smoke one down. Making the best of a bad situation, getting by fine in a ghost town nation. We ain't knocking on wood, we crank it up to 11. It ain't no big deal, it's just Armageddon.
Freedom was a highway. continuous country.
Classic Dwight Yoakam, A Thousand Miles from Nowhere. We also heard Jimmy Allen and Brad Paisley, Freedom Was a Highway. Lauren Elena has a brand new single out. It's a duet with John Party called Getting Over Him. Take a listen. Country Hits, VOA, with Nikki Strong.
Heard from a friend of a friend that you had a reputation. I was the girl.
falling, just my getting over him guy. Country hits!
That was no daddy's dream, was not your mama's prayer, but I was your first and your last ticket out of there. I caught your wings on fire when I smoked my Bronco tires out of that town. I'm good at rolling dice, no good at standing still. You like a thought of chasing life instead of dollar bills. We're living reckless, nothing to catch us, baby, but the ground. This ain't for everybody, toes hanging off the ledge, like we got nothing to lose. Ain't always heaven, baby, it's living on the edge. You holding me, holding you, it's a hell of a view. I paint with my old Gibson, you paint your purple sky. This town's a canvas, baby, let's paint it red tonight. Go out like shooting stars, chasing what's in our hearts. Into the blue.
Yeah.
Darius Rucker, Beers and Sunshine. Darius paid tribute to Charlie Pride in the Grand Ole Opry's 95th anniversary celebration, performing Kiss an Angel Good Morning. Taylor Swift will talk about her new release in less than 10 minutes. Up first is Dan and Shay's latest love song, Glad You Exist, on Country Hits VOA with Mickey Strong.
Here's to all the late night drunk phone calls that you picked up. Here's to all the bad decisions that you didn't judge. All the love yous and the hate yous and secrets that you told me. Here's to everyone but mostly us. There's a couple billion people in the world and a million other places we could be, but you're here. Just us in this room. All the right words at the right time, and you know them 'cause you know me better than anyone else. We don't need anyone else. There's a couple billion people in the world, yeah, and a million other places we could be, but you're here with me. Take a moment just to take it in, yeah. 'Cause every high and every low to this, I'm just so bad.
True, that may go real. Strong, VOA.
Baby, it's a wild world, so stay wild, man.
Earlier this month, Kit Moore released Wild World Deluxe, which includes 4 new songs. He recently talked on Zoom to CDX Country News correspondent Shannon McCombs about how vulnerable he was when writing the full project back in 2018.
Found myself departed from my faith. I was searching, and that's you really sense that with so much of this record. You sense that search for peace. And it's an elusive thing, but I'm trying to grab a hold of it all throughout this record.
His search for love is definitely evident in the lyrics to this song, She's Mine. Kit Moore on Country Hits VOA with Nikki Strong.
Love, I've been looking for a while. Been close a couple times. Man, she's hard to find. The towns everywhere along the map. Well, I've traveled there and back, and I wonder where she's at.
Saturday night, hot like a match to burn out fast.
Strong's Lovin' on You. Yep, I am playing Luke Holmes now because later on this hour, we'll find out who replaced him in the number one spot on the Billboard Hot Country Songs chart. We also heard the new one from Lauren Elena featuring John Party, Getting Over Him. And here is Tim McGraw and Tyler Hubbard with Undivided on Country Hits VOA with Nikki Strong.
You see, Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold, hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change.
Life is fair and God hears every prayer and everyone gets there ever after. She thinks love is love and if you work hard, that's enough. Skin's just skin and it doesn't matter. And that her friend's older brother's gonna keep his hands to himself. And that somebody's gonna believe her when she tells. But what are you gonna tell her when she's wrong? Will you just try and say it's been that way all along? What are you gonna tell her when she figures out that all this time you built her up just so the world could let her down? Yeah, what are you telling her? What are you gonna tell? Just let her pretend that she could be the president. Would it help us get there any faster? Do you let her think the deck's not stacked and get you straight or white or black? You just dreaming anything can happen.
Yeah. Is it worth the sacrifice? Can you look her in the face and promise her that things will change? What are you gonna tell her? Maybe you can't, 'cause there ain't no way you can't explain what you don't understand. What the hell do you tell her? What the hell do you tell her? Oh, what are you gonna tell her? What are you gonna tell her?
What are you gonna tell her? And here is Keith Urban, God Whispered Your Name, on Country Hits VOA with Nikki Strong.
I was so cold and lost, and nothing seemed to ring true. I couldn't bear the cross for everything I've been through. And each day I knew I needed change, but there was no way, no way. And then God whispered your name, and that's when everything changed. The love came out of the rain. I talk about being saved. Suddenly I want to live more than I ever did. I'm never gonna be the same when God whispered your name. See the sunshine for the first time in a while. Girl, it's like I've been baptized by the warmth of your smile. We'll call it fate of faith, or call it crazy. Either way, it's amazing, amazing grace. When God whispered your name, that's when everything changed. Whispered your name. It's just what I needed to hear, babe. It couldn't have been more loud and clear. When God whispered your name, that's when everything changed.
Awards are returning to Nashville April 18th. Similar to last year, the show will air live from three different venues in Music City: the Grand Ole Opry House, the Ryman Auditorium, and the Bluebird Cafe. Kacey Musgraves has a new album on the horizon. featured on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine, Musgraves has already reportedly written 39 songs for the project. And she's once again working with songwriters and producers Ian Fitchuk and Daniel Tashian, who also co-produced Golden Hour. The new project should be out later this year. Country artist Garth Brooks announced that his wife, singer Trisha Yearwood, has tested positive for COVID while he remains negative. He does say that she is officially out of the woods. And that's what's going on with Nikki Strong. Here is Jimmy Allen with Brad Paisley. Freedom was a highway.
Sunset through a windshield, I can see it now, like a picture in a frame. Jeans and t-shirts, who we wore it like a name. I wish I could go back to those days when the town was the whole world and love was the girl next door. Soundtrack with a song in the dark. I miss those days when my dreams were there for chasing. The time was better wasted. We were summer young and living for a Friday. And freedom was
freedom was a
goodness, that song was number one back in 2008, 2009, and it is again number one on the Billboard Hot Country Songs chart in 2021. Can we say deja vu? I think it also reveals that we actually miss our country girl, Taylor Swift. Love Story, Taylor's version. Let's see for how many weeks it remains on top. I'm Nikki Strong. This week's edition of Country Hits VOA is brought to you by Voice of America. Bye, y'all.